Hey, lovey. You know, my favorite time of the day, morning, noon, or night, is when I actually have 30 minutes to myself. I was watching an episode of Bluey the other day, and yes, adults can watch Bluey. It's actually quite funny. And it was the episode where Chili, the mom, just needed 20 minutes. And it was a big deal in the Healer family that she needed that time. So I often feel that I need that time too, but I like to try to take 30 minutes. I don't always get it. Some weeks it's every day and some it's just once a week. But what I like to do during that time never really changes. I like to get completely naked, grab a toy or two, climb on my bed alone, and have some, what do they call it? Me time. The best part is that I get to imagine anything I want, do anything I want, and explore my body and my needs, all I want. And usually during that time is when I record my voice memo series, and I share some real life and some fantasy with you. But I thought I'd embark and start an additional series, so my voice memos aren't going away. But in this one, I'm going to share some of my other fantasies that aren't related to that topic or that dynamic of a relationship. So why don't you take your clothes off too, climb on your bed or wherever you are, and we can have some, well, I guess, us time. I was, this is going to sound so sexy, but I was paying bills online earlier, and I couldn't help but think that there has to be an untapped way to generate energy. I know, so very hot and sexy of me, right? Then it struck me, can we somehow harness the power and energy of orgasms? That's where my fantasy began to take shape. And before you lose interest, it actually is quite good. So imagine that if we could harness the power of our orgasms. So, I don't know, like imagine it's some futuristic year, whatever works for you. And it's not coal, the sun, water, wind that we've already harnessed, but our own orgasms that power our homes. Maybe, I don't know, each orgasm will generate enough energy for, I don't know, 8 hours, 9 hours to operate the entire house and all of the appliances. Can you imagine, like in the morning, what would happen? Like your alarm would go off and it's time to get up and do the first shift of powering the house with your orgasm. Maybe I stretch lazily in bed, noticing that it's pitch black outside and in my room, indicating that last night's orgasm had already worn off. Considering that this is my fantasy, maybe I'll tell you all about it and see if you like it too. I make my way over to the control center on the wall and pull the built-in vibrating dildo out. Now, depending on your body, it can be whatever you want that to be. It almost looks like a gas nozzle to fill your vehicle with a long cord attached to the device and to the panel. It is the fanciest vibrating dildo that I have ever seen. Not only does it capture the energy from my climax, but it has 20 different settings, heat sensors, and tells me the volume of energy I produce. And I have to tell you, I come so fucking hard from this thing. Multiples kind of hard. Every damn time. Matter of fact, just thinking about it right now, I've already put my hand in my panties and I'm starting to rub my clit. I prefer circles, but you do whatever you like. the best part is that it's not a stick it in and hope for the best. I think we've all tried some of those at some point. It's an entire pleasure machine for your whole body. I pull out my favorite flavored lube, maybe a little bit of strawberry today, and squirt a couple drops on it. I like the flavored kind because the first place I like to put it, well, I like to put it right into my mouth. I part my lips just slightly and guide the head of the dildo along my bottom lip. I like to be slow about it, almost painting my lips with the lube. The head is already warm. That's part of the science. It is made in the image and likeness of a real male cock. Well, a huge male cock. It even has like this natural skin feel. And with the AI technology, this thing pretty much fucks me like the good girl I am. I just need it to spank me and I'll have everything I need. As I run it over my bottom lip, the dildo starts to get harder, as if my lips are making it aroused. I tease my tongue out to lick it, just a tiny little swipe to get a drop of the yummy lube. It shudders like a real dick would with a teasing lick. I use my mouth further open, letting it slide in and feel the weight on my tongue. It's girthy. My lips barely fit around it as I begin to slide it in as far as I can. I quickly switch positions, getting on my knees while clamping the dildo to the headboard. In this position, it looks like I'm kneeling in front of it, mouth wide open to take it all in. I brace my hands maybe on the headboard and slowly take the whole cock into my mouth, balancing myself so I don't fall. Relaxing my throat, I let it sink in, swallowing to help the process. For some reason, I learned that the AI seems to perform better if I give it a blowjob first. I wonder how science knew that. I like the feel of it in my mouth. I feel naughty, kneeling on my bed, knees spread and heels together, as I give it lots of wet tongue and long, hard sucks. It grows harder by the minute. It even has a built-in pre-cum feature, and I swear they put crack in there. I can't get enough, and I work harder to get more drops to lick and suck. I let it go with a pop and lean forward to let the pre-cum just graze my nipples. It's dripping everywhere, but slowing up as I stop sucking. I lean back onto my heels and lightly massage the pre-cum into my nipples. I really don't know what this stuff is made of, but it's edible and gives my skin the best glow when I rub it in. Maybe I pinch my nipples between my fingers, tugging them and lightly rolling them because I do love nipple play. I can feel it in my clit. It's like a superhighway of nerves is connected from my nipple directly to my clit, and every tug and roll is felt right there. The dildo starts to hum and vibrate, indicating that it knows I'm playing with my sensitive nipples. I lean up on my knees and tease the tip of each breast with the dildo. The slight vibration feels so good. Everywhere, just like my clit is starting to feel right now. I can feel it centered in my nipples and squirting and tingling through every nerve ending in my body. God, I love this dildo. I unclamp it and roll to my back, propping myself up on my pillows. I give the head one more suck and lick. God, that pre-cum is so tasty, before moving the dildo all over my body like a massager. It senses my movements and changes its vibration to better support a deeper touch. I start at my shoulders, letting it ease the slight tension there, moving down my arms, then back up to my shoulders. I slowly move down my breasts, teasing the nipples with the vibration. I lay it against my chest, squeezing my breasts around it. I heard, I guess with the upgrade, next month it will be able to fuck a woman's cleavage. I'm looking forward to that, so I can be fed the pre-cum every time it glides toward my mouth. Ah, oh, so good. I run the dildo over my tummy, starting to open my legs wide. I run it around my pussy, not actually touching, but gliding along where my leg connects to my body. I'm so sensitive there. Lightly up my thigh to my knee before teasing behind it. I love the little tingly tickle there. I shift it back down and head up the other leg for the same treatment. Ah, it's time. I reach my hand down, testing my own wetness, and I have to tell you, I am really wet right now. Oh my gosh. Oh, my little hole is starting to drip. I actually left a small wet spot on the bed from when I was kneeling. Can you believe it? This is my favorite part of every day. I click the button on the bottom of the dildo to autopilot. It's almost as if it comes alive. I don't know how to describe it in any other way. It leaves my hand, the long cord, more like an arm as it guides the dildo to my clit. It wants to tease me. Every day is different. Some days it seems to be in a hurry and fucks me right away. Others, it takes its time and teases me for a bit. Today looks like a teasing day. I sink further back into the bed and let it have its fun. I pull my knees up, maybe, towards my chest, keeping my thighs wide open, and I'm laying just like that now. My thighs are wide open as I work my clit. Are you touching yourself? Are you enjoying my little fantasy? It starts with little, almost sucking kisses on my clit. I love my clit sucked. I swear it feels like a mouth is lightly sucking it. It feels so good. Whew. I cup my own breasts, rolling my nipples as it sucks my clit. I feel a warm, wet tongue slowly lick from my bottom to my top, licking around my clit. Oh, gosh. Oh, fuck. It gives one of those long licks again. I feel a piece detach and gently slide into my wet little hole, arrowing right onto my G-spot. It's making that soft, you know, little come-hither motion right on my G-spot while alternating sucks and licks on my clit. This felt a lot. At this point, it can do whatever the fuck it wants to me. I hear another piece detach and suddenly feel something pressed against my bottom lip. It's giving me a piece to suck on and lick in my mouth while it sucks and licks me. I lick it like a lollipop, still amazed, and oh, that it knows what I need. I'm starting to get close. I can feel that warm wave building from my toes. I wonder if I'm going to squirt this time with all the direct attention to my clit and my G-spot. It's so good. It's just so damn good. Oh, I'm just laying here imagining what that would feel like. Oh, I wonder how hard I can come from just that attention alone. Oh, goodness. this. I feel the peace in me expand as it becomes a full cock. I'm getting fucked so hard by it. It's fucking me deeply. Almost moving me across the bed with its force. Have you been touching yourself as I'm touching myself? Can you see it fuck me? What are you imagining? I think I'm getting closer to coming. I might need to adjust just a little bit so I can enjoy it better. Oh, gosh. Oh, can you imagine a machine that knows exactly what you need and exactly what you want? If you haven't started playing with yourself, do so, because I want you to come with me. Oh, I'm just playing with my clit, and it just feels so good to be teased that way. Oh, I'm just stroking it gently with just little tiny circles. Oh, as I imagine that machine just fucking me deep. Oh, all the way in. Just kissing my cervix. Oh, that'll feel so good. Oh, to be stuffed full like that. Oh, God, yes. I'm getting closer. Are you getting closer? Are you rubbing and touching and making your body feel good? Are you enjoying it? Are you using a toy? Oh, I just want to come with you. So I'm edging myself a little bit, drawing it out. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It just feels so good to play with yourself sometimes. Just to have that me time. Or rather, this us time. I'm getting closer. Oh, my tummy is starting to shiver and shake as I continue to play with my clit. I want you to come with me though, okay? We're gonna come together. I am so fucking wet right now. Oh, God. Oh, I need you to come too, because that's what makes it special. When we come together, we can enjoy it together. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, gosh. Sometimes in my fantasies has this special feature where it comes to and stuffs me with that crack of cream. And I have to tell you and be honest, sometimes in my fantasy it's especially to get myself going again. I imagine that I just eat it all out of my own pussy with my fingers, just taking nice long licks as it drips out of me. So the cool thing in my fantasy is that the display shows me how much energy my orgasm can generate. I like to imagine it's a full day's worth, at least 9 hours. But what do you think? How much energy did we just generate? Have a good day. Enjoy yourself.